Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
For listening in to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Yeah, it's me. It's live, I'm live and in color. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Call into the show. Weigh in on today's episode. Let me know how you feel. Let me know your opinion. Or you guys can just call in and say hello. This is your show, remember. Remember that. Now, I promote the show daily, guys, on Twitter, Facebook, and, of course, blogtalkradio.com. Thank you guys who are listening via my show page online. Thank you for listening in, and those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in to the show. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon, follow the show, set it up however you like, and that way you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show. Also, if you have a Facebook account, you can follow the show there. just go in and type in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. And our show page should come up there and do what you do there on Facebook and be a friend of the show. Also, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us live on Twitter at The Frank W Show. On Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? Follow us there as well. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Now, today's episode is being brought to you by CPA on Duty. They're our sponsors. The number to the office is 770-732-0244. Again, the office number is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal corporate taxes, or personal accounting or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, guys, just from my announcement, you know that I simply do this show. I don't have any, you know, on occasion I have had notes and stuff that I use to work the show. But, you know, 90% of the time, I'm straight off the cuff. You know, I'm just seeing what comes to mind, what I need to do as I look at my studio keyboard. I, you know, all that stuff kind of come to me. All right. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Let's chat. Today's episode, guys. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack on this one, but here we go, period. I asked the question of, what do women spend child support money on? Okay? And, I got a lot of different answers, a lot of different concerns. So we're going to kind of dive into that. Today, here's the deal. You know, some people, I heard of someone out there, okay, that's making a lot of money, okay, a professional athlete that's making a lot of money, that has 5 kids, just had the 5th one, have 5 kids by 5 different women. Now, we call that ghetto. At the same time, you know, I call it stupid. You know, how can you have, I mean, I know how you can have 5 different babies by 5 different women. Don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is, how does your brain work to tell you, you may want 5 kids, but man, find someone to have 5 kids with. Someone who has the same thinking as you. She wants 5 kids, you know, or she doesn't mind giving you 5 kids. Hey, you know, do that and take care of those 5 kids with her. And if you got 5 kids and 5 different women who had these kids, now you in really, really deep trouble. Okay, because you're making such a huge amount of money each month, they're going to dive into that, and you're going to have to pay these ladies out of that monthly money per child support. Okay, and, you know, that's based on the judge and what percentage he's going to give, what she's asking for. You know, they're going to look at that. They're going to try to be fair, but you know, not really. And you know, you get to where you're saying, okay, she wants, you know, $17,000 a month, and you know, another girl wanted that other girl, she wants $17,000 a month, or all of them. You know, that's you know, close up to $70,000-$80,000 a month. Now, you know, I'm sure he's making more than $80,000 a month, but that'll be a hard blow. And to do this for the next at least 18 years, that's a hard blow. But that's what happens in stupidity. No guidance, I see. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, a young lady asking for $17,000 a month and is granted to her. I don't know what she says she has to do with this money. But what do they do with this money? You know, what do they do with this money? Do they put the kid in the best school that money can buy? You know, you're making $17,000 a month. You can afford, you know what I'm saying? You can afford a nice private school, paying out a good little chunk. Because you're not, you know, these women, they're not running a business and making it $17,000 a month. They housewiving, making these $17,000 a month. House being paid for, cars, everything's being paid for. You've been able to pay for it through him. You guys had a kid together. But you know, what else do you spend this money on? Of course you get your hair done and your nails done, right? Of course you buy shoes and clothes, right? Right, okay. I mean, you have to, you know, that's normal, right? Now, I don't know who a young lady may, you know, go to get her hair done. But, you know, making $17,000 a month, she's probably gonna go upscale. So her hairdos weekly gonna cost a nice little, you know, chunk of change. I mean, I ain't talking about $1,000 or nothing like that. It may be that at the end of the month, going once a week, but that's when, you know, y'all see where I'm headed. Now, what else does she spend the money on? Nails, you know, get your nails done. I mean, get your manicure here and there, get your French nails or whatever you like. That's kind of normal. Clothes and shoes every month, that's a little abnormal, but that's probably what you're going to do. Shop a little bit every month, okay? You're going to end up buying a pair of shoes, dress or something, pocketbook or something. That's what women spend money on. Y'all with me? Now, you notice that, you know, throughout this little spiel, I haven't said anything for the kid yet. I'm sure now that she's spending money on the kid. But I'm looking on the backside of the kid, okay? What's behind the kid? These women, okay? Shoes, clothes, maybe a piece of jewelry here and there. You know, this kind of stuff. And you know, I know the women have to have, if you're putting in $17,000 a month from child support, from one of these pro athletes. Yeah, you know, you're driving a nice car. You know, I'm just saying what women spend this child support money on. Okay? And I'm going to the extreme by using a millionaire paying child support to this girl that has a kid by him. Okay, so she's driving a nice car. Then she got a nice home to live in. She either got a house or a nice condo. She gotta be in an upscale condo. Y'all with me? You making $17,000 a month? You're in a nice upscale condo if you're in a condo. Y'all with me? And that's what these women spend money on. They spending child support money because, of course, man, I'm bringing in $17,000 a month in child support. Why would I work? I don't need a job. He got to do this for 18 years. So she not working. She not saving the money. I hadn't gotten to anything for the kid yet. I'm just talking about her. I'm just looking behind the kid. Y'all with me? I'm just looking behind the kid saying, what do these women spend the child support money on? You know? The kid need to be in some type of, if you get $17,000 a month in child support, I'd have my kid in a nice school, you know, getting the best, trying to put him in the best on the best road. You with me? So you take him and put him on the best road, put him in the best school. That's gonna cost a little bit, but you make $17,000 a month. You can edge for that for the kid. Okay, private school somewhere. Doing well. Hey, he got to do this for 18 years, man. So, hey, what do women spend this child support money on? You know, I think, to be honest with you, I try to keep the show 100. I think they spend most of it on themselves instead of being out there. Listen to this now. Instead of being out there with a job, making it $17,000 a month, still living well, driving a nice car. It doesn't have to be a Jag or a Benz. But you can drive a nice car. Send your kid to private school. Buy them clothes. You know, put that other $17,000 in some type of in a camp. Every month, kid get ready to go to college, you got the money for college. But now, these women are spending this money on themselves. Not taking care, taking care of the kid. But I'm using top-notch people. I'm not way down where somebody getting, $200 a week. You know, I'm not down there. But if you go down there, you say, my gosh, how do they take care of a kid on $200 a week? Well, you got to, you know, like I said, you got to be working. And so that's what I'm trying to get to. No matter if they had $200 a week or $17,000 a month, they both need to be working, right? A job, right? Or maybe $17,000 a month, you may open your own little small business. That's working. That's a job. For both of them, whether you're at the lowest or the highest, y'all need to have a job. Y'all women need to have a job. It'll really be support then. Because I heard this as a fact. in most households with another $200 a month added into their income. $200 a month now. That's $2,400 a year. Another $200 a month or more added into their income right now would turn their lives around, turn their financial lives around. Another $200 a month. That's a U.S. statistic. If every family could add another $200 per month into their household right now, it'll change things for you. Think about that. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Give me your idea about what women spend child support money on. I think I hit a few things there that, you know, it may have ruffled a few feathers, but, hey, you guys are going to send me these emails and messages anyway. So, you know, why not say what I think? You know, because y'all going to say what y'all think. And I want you to call in and say what you want to say. Say what you think. Y'all with me? This is your show. I just like turning on and reading a little bore. You know, hey, it's your show. So at any time, I'd like for you to call into the show and comment on whatever we're talking about. I may not be talking about something that interests you this day or that day. I try to keep it interesting. I may not be talking about something that you're interested in that day. But when you are interested, listen to the show and call in and comment. All right? It's just me and you. It's just me and you talking. Like we talking on the cell phone. I'm your buddy. So, that's, you know, that's the deal. What do women spend this money on? And like I said, 90%, I guarantee you, it's up there in the 90s, 90% of the women that receive child support monthly or weekly are spending it on themselves. Okay? Just imagine some of these people going to work every day, getting paid every 2 weeks, and getting a child support check every week. That's six checks a month. They should be doing well. Y'all with me? That's why I don't understand people that struggle who you know, getting child support and working. Should be able to maintain, baby. Got a call on the line from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. You're live on the air with Frank Smith. Go ahead.
What you know, what you know.
Talk to me, son.
Okay, Frank Limba. Hey, man. First thing, hey, women, I remember David Justin had a big problem with that. His baby mama, the grandmama was keeping the baby. And the baby mama was going on a cruise. She wasn't working. She on a cruise with a girlfriend. And they weren't working.
Yeah.
Well, man, mess up that, especially when you're making that kind of money. When you retire and you're no longer making that money, first thing a man do should do, because you're not making that same income, is go get his child support remodified. And if you don't go get that remodification, you still subject to pay that amount of money. And then your trips and the Range Rover that she's driving, no late on that, and they want to go to the media. He's a deadbeat, like Andre Rison and all these guys, folks, celebrities don't go get the modified. Oh, he's a deadbeat. Oh, he's $100,000 behind now. Now, they got you on the news talking about the sheriff locking you up. Now you want to go try to go to the courts. No, man, when that ends, that's when you start your remodification. And the court should be aware that, okay, she's not working. She got a Range Rover. The child always over grandma's house. And she's always on a cruise. You know, what can you do, man? He courts for the women anyway.
Something ain't right right there.
You got that right. Got that right.
Man.
And it's ridiculous, man. I tell you. But you have to fight that thing. You have to fight it. Then you're paying that kind of money. They want to put the stipulation on your visitation. Okay.
Well, you know, you remember when we were growing up, that song, when we were growing up, where, you're a little bit older than me, but you know, that song, when we were growing up, that where it was, you know, that song, it's cheaper to keep her, cheaper to keep her, that's, you know, that's my motto.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly, man.
Yeah.
That's what we are trying. But sometimes, man, you pay it, you say, hey, I got to give you the money, man. I can't do this no more. Spend you laying around the house and cook. Every time I look at you, your nails done, and toes polished, and walk around here all fancy and flying. I come home after day's work. No food on the table. What we gonna eat? What, you didn't bring nothing home?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't bring it. Man, I tell you. And sad part about it, you can't take a stick to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man. What can you do?
But that's what I'm saying, man. That's, you know, I know that, you know, these women living a life that a life around it, and some of them are anyway off, you know, off of child support and not really doing a whole lot for the kid. Now some of them do. Now don't get me wrong. Now some of them do, but I guarantee you, it's a high percentage of them that don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, okay, man.
Yeah.
I know you got about a minute left, and I talk with you later.
All right, bud. We'll talk. I got something to ask you too. So I'll call you maybe a little bit later tonight.
You got it.
All right. So, I got about a minute left in the show, and again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I appreciate you guys, and I hope y'all stay safe. Have a great day at work tomorrow, and you know, tune in again. I'll be here in about 23 and a half hours. Don't miss the show tomorrow. I'm gonna have a heavy topic tomorrow. Take care, guys. Keep it great. I'm over and I'm out.
You want me to stay? I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days. Reaching me by phone, because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have person.